This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Bernie Sherrod, founder of Cap Hat Sun Protection and inventor of the Edison Award-winning Cap Hat. Mr. Sherrod, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
No worries, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, for starters, what is a Cap Hat and what problem is it solving?
Well, a Cap Hat is a one-size-fits-all attachment that simply goes over your favorite cap or hat to provide ultimate sun protection. Many people have their favorite hat and aren't really well protected from the sun. So a cap hat is, as I said, just simply goes over your favorite cap or hat. And when you don't want to wear it, you can take it off and leave it in your car, your tackle box, or anywhere, really.
Brilliant. Now, how did the idea come about? Anything that took place that inspired you to create this?
Yeah, so I was fishing on the far west coast of South Australia, and our summers are very hot and dry. So I had a hat, but I wasn't necessarily being protected. So I made the first cap hat out of some paper towel and duct tape and a knife, and basically attached it to my hat. So the cap hat that you now see today is a version of that first model that I made. As I sort of mentioned, it will go over your favorite cap or hat. Your peak is extended to cover the tip of your nose, your ears, and your neck are completely covered. And if you dip your cap hat in water and wring it out, it's just like an evaporative air conditioner. And we've also got grip tabs now for wind or glare. So if you're out on the water, or if you're a worker on the side of the road, you're protected from that glare as well. And we get them tested to UPF 45 also.
Do you have different models, or how many models do you have?
Yeah, so we started off with the original, which is a grey colour. We are now doing navy, camo, and the most exciting thing that sort of happened recently is we appeared on Shark Tank, and I released what I called the Cap Hat Hoodie. So it's truly a world first, and a Cap Hat Hoodie is basically a cap hat built into a hood. So you know, everybody these days are worried about how we look. So a cap hat hoodie is, it's a garment that you wear. It just looks like a hoodie. And, it simply goes over your favorite cap or hat and still keeps you protected. So, you know, it's cool for kids. And we sort of say it can be used for sportswear, workwear, beachwear, or anywhere. So it's just the latest development, I guess. And we've had a great response, as I said, post Shark Tank to the cap hat hoodie. And, we'd really like to spread that message about skin cancer and preventing skin cancer.
And you're doing a fine job in getting that message out through your product. Today we're joined by Bernie Sherrod, founder of Cap Hat Sun Protection and inventor of the Edison Award-winning Cap Hat, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Bernie, the world's first cap hat hoodie sounds interesting. Tell us about that. I'm actually looking at the images online as we speak. Really attractive. Tell us about the hoodie and its capacity there.
Yeah, as I said, the cap hat itself is very practical. You can take it on or off as required. However, it is a cap hat, and I think we just had response from our customers, you know, with different ideas, and I sort of thought, well, kids in particular are worried about how they look. So, you know, a cap hat is very practical, but it might not look the best. So what we've done with the hoodie is come up with a complete garment, as I said, that it looks quite smart. It looks just like a hoodie, and our whole intention is really that people, or, you know, adults and children alike will wear the hoodie, and essentially, you know, it looks good, but they'll be protected from the sun without actually even knowing it. So as adults and kids, your ears and your nose and your neck are parts of your body that we really don't apply sunscreen very well to, and just tend to rub it on. So by wearing a hoodie, and also a cap hat for that matter, you're basically protected all the time. So, you know, adding sunscreen certainly adds to that, but the hoodie itself, as I said, comes in the same colours as the cap hat. We also do a camo version, and we're looking at printed options with screen printing for potentially cartoon characters and different things like that. So we've got a few new models in development, but as I said, we've had a great response to the hoodie, or to the cap hat hoodie, post the Shark Tank appearance.
Definitely attractive, without a question. Having appeared on Shark Tank and won a prestigious Edison Award, where do you see the business looking into the future?
Well, it's been a journey for us, and I think as a business, I'm talking to you today, I'd like to give back to other, you know, similar entrepreneurs. I'm happy to talk to people about my journey. I've learned a lot the hard way. My wife and I have been self-employed for a number of years, but the journey of starting a business with an idea, you know, you talk about IP protection and marketing and collaboration, I guess, like we're doing now. So the business, I think its growth is based on that collaboration and working with like-minded people. You know, you mentioned Twitter and YouTube. And so I think the future of the business is definitely all about, you know, working together. I see the new models that we've got coming out, particularly, I think it's generated a lot of interest. The cap hat hoodie has certainly also generated, you know, so much interest from people. I'm getting sort of emails and things with different ideas, and it's for us as a startup, it's taking that next step too. We feel that we've got the good validation. The Edison Award was absolutely, you know, fantastic. Obviously, it's a, you know, a US-based award in New York. So to be part of that, we were there with, you know, with NASA and a whole heap of other people. So it was incredible. And also the, you know, the validation that we've got through our sales. So I think I see the business, you know, definitely growing. We feel like we've got good validation, and we're really pretty much, like I went on to Shark Tank, we are ready for investment and perhaps some dilution whilst, you know, to take the business to the next level, I suppose.
In shifting gears, looking at it from an entrepreneur standpoint, what are some important lessons that you've learned along the way from the creation of the product and the creation of the business as well?
Yeah, look, Eric, I think my big learning is, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I put my hand up as saying I'm a person that when I was younger, I used to, you know, try to get brown and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, my story and how the idea came about, I mentioned the far west coast, and you know, we used to use it for fishing only. And then my wife actually had a skin cancer removed from her nose. So I've realised now that I know skin cancer, it's the major cause, or it's a major cancer in the United States. In Australia, it's predicted that 2 out of 3 Australians are going to have skin cancer before they're 70. So it's quite scary. But, you know, as I mentioned, I'll put my hand up and say I've been naive. But, you know, skin cancer, it is the only preventable cancer. So that's really my big take out from this and my learnings. And I think, you know, I see kids, you know, whether it's kayaking or surf life-saving or little athletics, tennis, you know, football, basketball, all activities that are spent outside, and particularly with the cap hat hoodie. If kids, you know, like to wear the cap hat hoodie, it just looks like a cool looking garment. We can prevent that skin cancer. So that's sort of my big take out. And I like to give back to charity as well. We donate 5% of our proceeds to cystic fibrosis currently. So for me, you know, we've got an idea. We really feel passionate about, you know, skin cancer prevention through protection, but I also like to give back to charity at the same time.
Excellent stuff. Certainly are setting the tone and being an influence here right on EPN. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip that you would like to share in conclusion?
Yeah, I think I'd really like to reiterate, it's been, you know, fantastic talking to you. I'm open to, if anybody would like to email me or contact me from our website, which is caphat.com.au. We're also on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, so you can certainly look us up. If anyone has any questions, I really am happy to give back from my learnings to other like entrepreneurs that might want ideas about, you know, how have I done this or how have I done that. You know, we've got a lot of IP protection now around cap hat. We're also sort of initiating some marketing and a lot of other things that, you know, learnings along the way where I've learned the hard way. So I'm happy to give back to people. I really feel passionate about the, you know, the take out of, you know, skin cancer is the only preventable cancer. Having had it in our family now, it's really, I guess, stirred our interest. And, yeah, I'd love to certainly launch all of the products, you know, globally. And our vision is to disrupt predicted skin cancer statistics, not just in Australia, but on that global scale. So that's sort of what we're all about.
Well, Bernie, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, really doing a fabulous job in the space and in skin cancer prevention. And look forward to having you back with an update on how things are going down the road right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
No worries, Eric. Well, yeah, thanks a lot for having us. And, yeah, I really appreciate your time. It's been great to have a chat.
It most certainly has. We have been speaking with Bernie Sherrod, founder of the Cap Hat Sun Protection and inventor of the Edison Award-winning Cap Hat. And for more information and for purchase, simply visit caphat.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.